Bill number 7 of 2025, making it law. Speaking after the ascent, President Hichilema expressed his gratitude to diplomats accredited to Zambia for their support as he signed the bill into law.
News 360.
Government has officially launched the construction of the 100-megawatt Siyavonga solar power plant in Siyavonga district, marking a major milestone in efforts to address Zambia's power deficit. The project is a joint venture between ZESCO Limited and JIGSCO Energy Corporation Limited, with an estimated investment of approximately $80 million. Minister of Energy Makoza Chikote said the project reflects the government's commitment to diversifying the country's energy mix, strengthening energy security, and accelerating investment in clean and renewable energy sources.
News 360.
For international news, we monitor the BBC.
European Union leaders are meeting in Brussels to discuss plans to use frozen Russian assets to fund a huge loan for Ukraine. Belgium, where most of the money is held, is under pressure to drop its opposition, but says it cannot bear the risks alone. The Polish Prime Minister says the choice facing leaders is simple and stark: money today or blood tomorrow. But Hungary's Prime Minister, Viktor Orban, claimed the issue of using Russian assets was dead. Speaking at the gathering, Kaja Kallas, the Vice President of the European Commission and High Representative for Foreign Affairs, said unity was essential. Parts of Sudan are without electricity following drone strikes on a power plant in the east of the country. Two of the biggest cities, the capital Khartoum and Port Sudan, are among those affected.
News 360.
The US dollar is trading at 22.99 Ngwe. The Great British Pound is trading at 30.69 Ngwe. The Euro is trading at 26.96 Ngwe. And the South African Rand is trading at 1.37 Ngwe. These rates are courtesy of the Bank of Zambia. They are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking Sports.
Ecuador defender Mario Pineda has died at the age of 33 after being shot in Guayaquil. Local media reported that Pineda was shot on Wednesday by two people on motorbikes who opened fire on him, his mother, and another woman outside a shop in the north of the city. Ecuador's Interior Ministry said it has sent a special police unit to investigate. Pineda won 9 caps for Ecuador between 2014 and 2021. He began his club career at Independiente DV before moving to Barcelona SC in Guayaquil in 2016. Saka is cloudy with a thunderstorm in parts of the area. Temperature will be peaking at 29 degrees Celsius. Tonight, a couple of evening thunderstorms, otherwise overcast, with the temperature dropping to as low as 19 degrees Celsius. The headlines: Bill 7 signed into law, and the government launches 100 megawatt Siyavonga solar project. My name is Terence Makondo.
Fruity comes in six different flavors: fruity original, fruity guava, fruity mango, fruity pineapple, fruity apple, and fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
This is Rock FM.
Thank you. You learn.